It seems about once a year, the Time Burners venture into Northwest Arkansas. Nebraskans Travis and Becky Custer have been busy writing songs since their last visit here, and already in 2017, they've released a new album titled Memories. The duo recently joined Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis in the Furman Garner Performance Studio to talk about the new album and to perform a few songs, starting with the title track from that new release.
I'm still crying over you. You got me feeling oh so blue. I'm wondering where you are. Are you wishing on a star? When I'm lonely and feeling down, I've got to make
was wonderful.
Thank you.
had a nice sweet vibe to it.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And it also features some nice harmonies. Has that been something y'all have been really kind of working on in the past year or so?
I think it's just came to us more and more that we've done things, and you know, we play so much and all the time, and we're together all the time. I think it's just naturally progressing. We had some musicians sit in with us, some old friends on this album, and the old drummer said the same thing. He said, "Boy, your harmonies are really coming along, and I can tell you guys are playing a lot and singing a lot together." So,
well, we've been together 21 years and married 17, so
yeah,
it's bound to happen eventually.
Yeah, it'll eventually all work out.
So you do have a new album out that came out a few months ago. Tell me a little bit about putting that together.
It was a little bit of a process. This time we said we're going to do something different. On most of the albums, the other things, we did it all, you know, and musicianship and everything, just because I'm kind of a fanatic about doing that stuff the way I want it done, you know, and getting the sound I want. But an old drummer of ours from a previous group back in the day, I asked him to join us to play on some songs, and a lap steel player that we know that's a good musician, that he also helped us out on a little Christmas thing we did, he sat in. And then on a couple tracks, an old guitar player that used to work with us in another band back in the day also did a couple songs with us. So it was a fun thing, and it was, you know, originals that I keep have coming, you know, out of notebooks. So the next one's already ready to go again.
Oh, yeah.
But yep, it'll be in the future when we can afford it again. So, But, well, we sure enjoy doing it, though.
So why did you decide to bring friends in on this album? I mean, do you just want to fill out the sound more? Do you want different perspectives? What was it?
I think both. We just decided, hey, let's get a different vibe from it. And, you know, we do mostly everything as a duo. I'd say 97-98% of the time. Mm-hmm. But there's shows that we'll have somebody sit in. And, like, we just did a thing for a big dance group in Omaha called the Omaha Jitterbugs, and we had another guy sit in on drums that night, and, mm-hmm. and Becky just did the upright bass. So we've been switching it up like that, too. So it just depends on what we're doing and where, and if it pays good, then we can afford to have another guy. So that's
well, and it's nice to give them credit, too, because they've played with us a lot in the past, and it's kind of mm-hmm. nice to get them back out of the house and right. dust off their instruments and help us again.
Yeah, a couple of them play into some other things, but they love doing something different with us, and we're pretty easygoing and, mm-hmm. and just have a good time with them. So
what was it like for you, Becky, to move over to bass and kind of sit aside off the drums for a little bit?
Well, that's actually what I started on. Travis was going to start a band when we first got married, and they couldn't find a bass player. And he's like, well, instead of just sitting out in the crowd, do you want to play in our band? I'm like, sure, that'd be fun. So I got a Den Electro, and it was really cool. And I was so nervous on stage that I wore a hat and sunglasses, and I didn't want to sing, and I stood at the very back of the stage as far away from the lights as possible, and eventually I lost the hat and lost the sunglasses, but that's what I was on for a long time, actually, until we started doing our acoustic shows, and I've had a couple upright basses between the one I have now, and this one is a bubblegum pink, and I hand-glued 702 rhinestones on it. Yeah,
that's pretty flashy for an upright bass.
Well, sometimes when we play, a lot of the guys want to get up and jam with us, but they won't jam on a bubblegum pink bass. So, you know, it all works out.
I guess it protects your equipment a little bit better.
Before we got it, I said, are you sure you want pink? You know, and she's like, yes, I want this pink custom. That way nobody will want to play it. So that's true.
But then again, flashiness is part of rockabilly, isn't
that's
it?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, and that's why we kind of go back and forth. And we don't take that thing out all the time just because, like, we considered bringing it down here, but, boy, it's a pain in the butt.
The neck is up front with us in our vehicle.
Yeah.
It's huge.
It takes up a lot of room, and things can happen to upright basses. You know how it is. So right. it's the same with old guitars and stuff. So.
Which is why Leo Fender invented the electric bass.
Yes. But yeah. It's not as cool.
No, it doesn't sound the same. Things, so.
But we switch it up, and, you know, we just decide which way to go, and we just have fun with it either way. So,
well, would you like to play another song?
Sure. This is a song called Baby Blue that we did on the first album. So.
Sometimes late at night, I feel like crying. It just ain't right. You're in my dreams, you're in my heart. Good times we had before we fell apart. Pain in my heart, it's all over you, baby blue. I could. I see you standing there like a ghost in the wind. I want to hold you in my arms once again. Still this pain in my heart, it's all over you, baby blue. Ooh.
So the last time y'all were here, Becky, you were playing the snare and the cymbal.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And Travis, you were playing an acoustic guitar, but you have a new toy now.
I do. I have a new girlfriend, I guess, even though I'm married. Whoops.
A new child. We have
a new child. That's
yes.
Right. We don't have children, so I can have guitars.
Yes. Tell me a little bit about it. It's a beautiful guitar.
This is a 1951 Gibson ES-125. Always wanted one. I knew what I wanted from the 50s. And actually, the thing was, is I was saving up some money, and I says, the next time we go down to Arkansas, I'm going to go to Blue Moon. I'm going to find one of my guitars I want. But I found it like a couple months ahead of time with a deal, and I said, honey, I need it now. And she said, just do it. Get it over with. So we did it. So, but, yeah, I love it. Plays great. Sounds good. There's nothing like these old guitars made in the USA that just keep going. So it's good.
And you found this one even in Arkansas, too,
I
right?
did. Came from a guy in Harrison, Arkansas, so which is funny. So it just worked out that way. And so, but I kept my eyes on him for quite a while, and it just worked out for what we do.
What is it about those hollow body Gibsons from that era that you really connect with? What really made you want that guitar?
The sound. It's just there's nothing like them. They play like butter. It's got a good acoustic tone on top of that, so we can sit around and practice or record, and I can get the old the tone of jazz type stuff, and that's what I wanted. So it can do both, and what we're kind of doing now with rockabilly and kind of an Americana thing is it works out really well because it kind of diversifies more than just an acoustic, and I do some electric work on the albums anyway, so this is kind of gives us the leeway we needed to work with it.
Has adding that to your arsenal, has it changed the way that you kind of connect with the songs that you've already written, or does it change the way you think about songs as you're writing them?
Probably, yeah, I'd say both. It's definitely changes, your mindset too is when, I guess it sounds funny, you can have a cheap guitar, and I do have a parlor guitar that we take to some different shows too that I enjoy playing that too. It's a little Gretsch parlor guitar. And I love mixing it up that way, but there's something about just changing it up and have feel of it and knowing that you're holding something vintage and it sounds vintage and it adds an authenticity to it, I think.
Now, on the new album, before we started recording, you said you kind of got a little bit more into the Americana vein while still staying in rockabilly. How does that work, and why did you kind of decide to morph your style a little bit?
I think... it's all just because of the songwriting too. We when we do a live show, we don't just do strictly rockabilly, old 50s stuff. We love it, but and some nights we do, if it's a the venue that wants that. But most times it's mixed with old country. I'm talking 40s, 50s, 60s, nothing past that really too much.
That's not country.
Because I wouldn't call country then too much, especially today. But it just kind of happened. I think that and people kind of said, well, you're kind of this and that and. And we love the mix, and it's kind of an Americana thing because it's good old American music, Johnny Cash, Elvis, it's just one of those kind of things. So I think that's how it worked out.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to classify some of the stuff Travis writes. So we thought Americana kind of encompassed a little bit of everything.
I mean, it's a pretty broad label.
Yeah, so. It is, yeah.
So, Becky, you've pulled out a washboard.
I did, yes.
Where did that come from? I mean, why have you worked it into your repertoire?
We used it a few times when we used to busk on streets occasionally. It's kind of most people don't see it outside of antique malls or their grandma's attic. So it just adds a little something. We play some retirement home shows, too, and they always get a kick out of it. They don't know what it is. Well, they know what it is, but they're not sure what I'm going to do with it, and it's just funny to watch their faces, and they always have to come up and look at it at the end. Oh, I used to use one of those knuckle busters, and it's always funny. It's a good conversation starter too.
I think it goes along with the roots music that we kind of do, and we started with a lot of roots music and things, and it mixes it up. And she has a little, it's called a wazoo, but it's kazoo with a little horn, make it louder.
Those are so cool.
Yeah, but it works out, and we enjoy it a lot. So it's fun to mix it up once again. So.
So, one final question before I'd like you to play one more song. What keeps drawing you back to Arkansas? I mean, I know you have family here, but what really keeps you coming back and playing here?
The SEC. No, I'm just kidding.
Anti-Huskers.
We can't stand the Big Ten.
We even stopped at a Walmart and bought some Arkansas hats.
Arkansas
and stuff.
Hats, yep.
Yeah, we're Hog fans through
and
through.
That's awesome.
We converted a long time ago. So.
Yeah, no, it's just beautiful down here, and we've lived down here quite a few times, and it's just, I don't know, it just keeps drawing us back. It's beautiful.
I think the music thing, too, is just, it's a great music scene. Like the stuff that's going on this weekend, you know, with Rogers and Bentonville, with the whole festival things, and that it just keeps growing from here in Fayetteville, and I keep an eye on it. And I know that, I think, you know, down the road, you'll see us as a hometown person probably around here. Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a ways down the road, but probably a retirement type thing.
My boss, if you're listening, yes, yeah. It's a retirement.
That's what I said, you know, a retirement thing. We've got a good thing going in Nebraska, and it's a good central location with what we do. And we keep growing, and this year has gotten, it's really good because I was just sitting in the car, and bookings are coming to us, which is a nice thing. So I don't have to work so hard to get things, and slowly, you know, little festivals and private shows pay really good, and we do a lot of those. So, you know, eventually, I think it's because we love it here. Okay. So,
well, Travis, Becky, thank you so much for coming in today. Would you mind closing us out with one more song?
We sure will. This is an old tune that she sings and plays kazoo on in the washboard, and hopefully you enjoy it. It's called Sugar Time.
Love me, tell me you need me, tell me everything's all right. You just want my sugar, baby, 'cause sugar's on your mind. I tried to give you honey, you looked at me funny, thought I lost my mind. But can't you see I ain't no bee, so honey, stop bugging me. So tell me you love me, tell me you need me, tell me everything's all right. You just want my sugar, baby, 'cause sugar's on your mind. Supper time. All you want is sugar, baby, 'cause sugar's on your mind. So tell me you love me, tell me you need me, tell me everything's all right. You just want my sugar, baby, 'cause sugar's on your mind. You just want my sugar, baby, 'cause sugar's on your mind.
That was Travis and Becky Custer, the husband and wife duo from Nebraska that performs as the Time Burners. You can find out more about the group on Facebook, and you can find much of their music on Spotify.